You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Today, one brand turns its entire ad creative over to the internet. Is the Ukraine war affecting your ad campaigns? TikTok really wants a bigger slice of the brand partnership pie. Meta is shamed into creating new enforcement alerts. Is it the end of the 25 to 54 demographic? And on the premium podcast, with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more, why you are marketing to Gen Zs all wrong. It's Thursday, March 3rd. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. I am seeing some anecdotal evidence out there today that CPMs are falling across Europe, in some cases dramatically. CPM, of course, being the cost to deliver 1,000 ad impressions. It's usually considered a measure of how much competition is in the ad market at any given time. One media buyer who's in a Slack community that I'm in said, quote, "My CPMs are way down, not only in Eastern and Central EU, but also in the UK and Ireland. Sales are way down as well since the war started, so people might be lowering budgets. Some countries have CPMs not seen since March or April of 2020. Unquote. Indeed, we have noticed a small dip in CPMs across our agency's clients. Nothing I would call dramatic, but then again, our ad campaigns target North America. If you are seeing some metric changes for the better, you may want to consider doing a breakdown by country to see where that's all happening. How would you feel about letting your customers write your next ad campaign? Old Navy has done exactly that, releasing its new spring promo that has been written by the internet. The ad was inspired by a TikTok video from last year in which a high school student captioned a video of himself in class saying, quote, "We're about to get the most hilarious Old Navy commercial ever." More than 1,300 users responded with what they would like to see in an Old Navy ad. In response, the retailer's agency took them up on it and used the comments as inspiration to create its spring campaign. Throughout the 60-second ad, comments appear with directions like "dad's dancing everywhere" and "main character walking down a street" and "slow-mo family jump." And then the ad shows those things happening. Old Navy is inviting consumers to share additional marketing ideas for the retailer on social media this year by tagging the brand. Not a bad idea, and probably cheap, too. TikTok continues to build out its brand partnership functionality. This is where companies can find and hire creators to produce videos for pay. They're testing it now with a handful of creators. People in the test group will see a new agency center option in account settings that, when toggled on, will enable their TikTok profile to be searched and invited by any agency. As this is still in testing, it is a little unclear what option this will look like for brands and agencies looking to partner up with creators. For example, whether there will be something on a creator's profile that indicates they are open to collaboration. It's not without reason that TikTok continues to experiment with ways for its creators to monetize through brand partnerships. New research indicates brands are increasingly investing in creator-driven marketing campaigns, with two-thirds of brands reporting spending more on creator marketing in the past year. Additionally, more than half said that their creator marketing teams have expanded. All that said, Instagram still remains the top platform for influencer marketing. 96% of brands and 88% of influencers use Instagram's stories regularly. while only 46% of brands and 42% of influencers use TikTok. But TikTok has certainly forced marketers to rethink how they connect with consumers. The data from Tribe Dynamics' 2001 Influencer Marketing Trends Report, which analyzed 150 brands and 200 influencers. I turned 50 almost 2 years ago, and immediately I noticed a difference in what was being advertised to me. Suddenly pharmaceutical brands wanted my attention. Oh, and hair products. One of the side effects of turning 50 or 55 is that you age out of the two key demographic groups used by media buyers, the 18 to 49 group and the 25 to 54 group. But with people living longer, does that age range really work anymore? The TV network A&E thinks not. Every person counts was the theme of their virtual event yesterday that kicked off its 2022 and 2023 upfront season. Adweek reports that the network's approach to moving beyond legacy demos like adults 18 to 49 and 25 to 54 last year was game-changing. And get this, two-thirds of A&E's ad revenue now comes from beyond those legacy demos. And it plans to make more progress this year in expanding the definition of demos. The company provided research showing the massive marketplace impact of ad engagement and spending among adults 55 and over. Network executives hope advertisers will adapt their creative to be more inclusive of older audiences, which, according to the company, will increase engagement and spending. Also, its Every Person Counts mantra also refers to the industry's efforts to improve measurement and find alternatives to Nielsen currency. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, you don't have to be on Facebook long before one of their AI enforcement bots walks up to your brand's page, smacks you across the face, deletes a post of yours, and slips out the side door without even a, hey, we took some shit. That may be changing soon thanks to a change that Meta is testing. A change they didn't want to do, but they were sort of forced into. Or, at the very least, shamed into. The alert will notify users when their post has been removed by Meta's AI bots. This is all in response to its arm's length oversight board's recommendation related to a case in which a breast cancer awareness post was automatically removed. Meta said in its fourth quarter report on the oversight board's progress that it tested the alerts to see what impact they would have on user behavior, now says it has decided to expand them, quote, in certain locations. Microsoft announced today that its advertising editor has been updated to include Microsoft Audience Network campaigns. With the editor, you'll be able to manage your search, shopping, and audience campaigns from the same place. Advertisers previously were only able to manage their Microsoft Audience Network campaigns through the interface or API. Using the editor, they can now monitor and adjust them offline as well. Also, the company says it is planning to add support for more audience network capabilities within the Ads Manager, including creating new ads, seeing a full ad preview, and creating feed-based campaigns. Google is testing removing the estimated number of search results figure that you see after you conduct a search. You know the one? It's at the top of the page, and it says about 1.32 million results, 0.51 seconds. It's a weird holdout, I guess, from the days when the engineers there really cared about the number or something. I've never really been sure why that number's there, other than for terribly reported news stories that say, well, there are over 24 million hits for the phrase vaccine injury. There are multiple reports of people noticing its removal, and Google search advocate John Mueller said he's guessing those are, indeed, UI tests. APIs are great. They're the backdoor that lets platforms and systems exchange data with one another. If you use a third-party tool to respond to Facebook messages, that tool is getting the messages through a Facebook API. There are APIs for everything, even for broken ice cream machines. Yes, McDonald's has one, which is intended for its service people, but the data is public, so anybody can see it. And with a little programming skill, you can turn it into anything you want, like, say, a map of broken McDonald's ice cream machines. And who could benefit from that map? If you said McDonald's competitors, 50 points. Jack in the Box has set up such a map on the brilliantly named McBroken.com. The map not only shows the location of broken machines, but also a per-city breakdown. As I record this, 18.3% of McDonald's ice cream machines in the U.S. state of New York are currently broken. It's not just to poke a little fun. Jack in the Box has actually turned this into a full-fledged campaign called Don't Get McShammed. Notice the timing here. We are just ahead of St. Patrick's Day, which is the height of McDonald's Shamrock Shake season. The McBroken.com website also offers a $2 discount on, you guessed it, Jack in the Box's own milkshake, an Oreo cookie mint shake. Even more interesting, I thought, Jack in the Box didn't even create the site. It was created by some guy that just thought it was fun. They're only really renting it for a month to, according to a news release, quote, help point shake-starved citizens to their closest Jack in the Box and get through their McDisappointment. All right, that's it for me for the week, but not for the podcast. Our associate producer, the intrepid Steph Gunn, will be in my stead every Friday through March as I join my wife in taking Fridays off. Well, as off as an agency owner can. So Steph will be with you tomorrow. I will see you on Monday. Chat with you then. Ooh, we're stepping into the groove. Ooh, we're dressed to kill and we know how to move. Ooh, let's all cut the rug. Ooh, cause I know just what my baby's thinking of. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.